The Oscar nominations were announced this morning in Los Angeles, and leading the way was Joker with 11 nods, including Best Picture, closely followed by 1917 and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with 10 each. New films, but a little deja vu, at least when it comes to the makeup of the acting nominees. 19 of the 20 are white. Joining us to talk about all of this is John Horn, host of the KPCC show, The Frame. And John, give us your first impression of this year's nominees.
Well, I will say it started well, and that is actor-producer John Cho and producer, actress, and writer Issa Rae made the nominations, and that was about as diverse as the Oscars were.
Yeah.
It was all downhill from there. I mean, a couple of notable things. There are 20 acting nominations, if you count actor, actress, supporting actor, supporting actress. One person of color, Cynthia Erivo, who played Harriet Tubman in Harriet, was nominated. And if you look more closely at some of the categories, Greta Gerwig was not nominated for directing Little Women. And there were a number of other slights in different categories. The Academy has really wrestled with the idea of Oscars so white. They've tried to diversify their membership. And yet the results, to me, were invisible this morning.
Mm. Let's talk a little bit more about the nominees. You mentioned Greta Gerwig did not get nominated for director for Little Women, but Martin Scorsese did for The Irishman.
Well, I think that's kind of typical of the way things went. If you start looking closely at the films that were nominated for Best Picture, almost all of them outside of Little Women was made by a white guy. Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The one outlier outside of Little Women is Parasite, which was directed by Bong Joon-ho, the Korean filmmaker. And I think the real notable absence in this category is The Farewell, a great movie from Lulu Wang, which not only wasn't nominated for Best Picture, Awkwafina, the star of the film, I think everybody suspected that she was going to be nominated for Best Actress. She wasn't either. No member of the cast from The Farewell or Parasite was nominated in any acting category.
And that is also remarkable because Awkwafina won a Golden Globe.
Well, Awkwafina has won a lot of awards. And while predicting Oscar nominations is a very inexact science, if you look back, and I did this morning, the people that a lot of these prognosticators thought would be nominated didn't make it. And some of them were people that were kind of surprising, like Taron Egerton, who played Elton John in Rocket Man, didn't make the cut. But if you start looking more closely, a lot of the people who didn't get nominated were people of color. Jamie Foxx from Just Mercy, Lupita Nyong'o from Us. I mentioned the actors from The Farewell. I mentioned the actors from Parasite. Jennifer Lopez from Hustlers. A lot of people thought she would be nominated.
Yeah.
And instead, you had people like Kathy Bates, who was nominated for supporting actress from Richard Jewell. Nobody saw that coming. And some really good performances, like Florence Pugh, one of who plays Amy in Little Women. A lot of people didn't think she would make the cut. She did. So there were some good performances that got in, but one out of 20 of the acting nominees was a person of color.
Wow. You know, I mean, we've been talking about Oscars so white for what feels like so long, several years now. What is the disconnect, you think, between the nominating committee and what we see and what the general public believes is a noteworthy movie?
It's a complicated question, but here's the shorter answer. When I was a film writer at the LA Times, along with a bunch of colleagues, we spent a year investigating the membership of the Academy. And this report came out in 2012. We found that it was 94% Caucasian, 77% male, and the median age was 62. Once you're in for life. It's kind of like the mob. You don't get kicked out. So all of those members, unless they die, stay in. So even as the Academy has invited hundreds upon hundreds of newer, younger, more diverse members, you have 6,000 members who represent kind of an older generation. So it's very hard to move that. And I guess if you look more closely at some of the nominations, a movie like Parasite, which if it wins the Best Picture Oscar, will be the first foreign language movie ever to do so. I think Bong Joon-ho is going to win the Oscar for directing it. That's the kind of movie that maybe five, certainly 10 years ago, wouldn't be in the race. So I think Parasite is a reflection of the changing demographics of the Academy. But if you start looking at other selections, like Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Joker, which led with 11 nominations, those movies to me represent kind of the old guard, old way of kind of traditional thinking and very traditional movies.
I want to talk with you about the one woman of color nominated, British actress, as you mentioned, Cynthia Erivo. She was nominated for playing Harriet Tubman, an enslaved woman who led dozens of others to freedom in Harriet. Let's listen to a scene where she responds to concerns that she doesn't have the skills to help others escape.
Don't you tell me what I can't do. I made it this far on my own. God was watching, but my feet was my own. Running, bleeding, climbing, nearly drowned, nothing to eat for days and days, man. I made it. So don't you tell me what I can't do.
Other nominees for Best Actress, Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story, Saoirse Ronan for Little Women, Charlize Theron for Bombshell, Renee Zellweger for Judy. Your thoughts and the significance of Cynthia Erivo. I know that she actually turned down performing at the British Academy due to the lack of diversity among those nominees.
I think it's a great performance. It's a movie that got pretty good, not great reviews. I think it's a remarkable performance. I think she was also nominated for Original Song because she is that talented this year. I mean, it's an amazing story. The great thing about Harriet Tubman is that Frederick Douglass is like a background player in this story. It's a remarkable story that, even though it's set a long time ago, feels remarkably contemporary about standing up for what you believe in and risking your life. And Harriet Tubman not only was an abolitionist, she rescued slaves repeatedly at great peril. It's a remarkable piece of history. It's amazing that it hasn't been told in a movie before. So it's totally deserving. But it is, as you mentioned, and as we've talked about, the outlier. It's the only actor of color who's nominated. And I guess maybe there's a parallel between what Harriet Tubman was fighting for, which is treat us all as equals, and that we are no different from what is happening in Hollywood today.
In addition to the talk about diversity or the lack thereof in this year's nominations, there was also a lot of talk about the influence of Netflix. How did that play out in this year's Oscar nominees?
I think it played out well. I mean, Netflix has, you know, three movies that are in contention: The Irishman, Two Popes, and Marriage Story. And certainly the fact that they are in the race for Best Picture with Irishman and Marriage Story, I think, is a very good sign. I still think right now, if you were handicapping things, you would say, and it sounds a little surprising because I would have said Jojo Rabbit a couple of weeks ago, 1917 is a movie that's coming on really strong and I think has a really good chance of winning Best Picture. I think Bong Joon-ho is going to win for director. So, yes, Netflix is well represented. I think it might be hard for them to win more than one or two Oscars, but the fact that they are competing with, you know, Warner Brothers and Sony and Paramount, I think, is a sign of how things have changed, not just in the Oscars, but certainly in the Emmys as well.
Yep. And no host this year again. Your thoughts, good or bad for the show?
It worked well enough last year. I mean, why change something? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. They obviously were forced into that decision based on the multiple problems they had with last year's show and Kevin Hart. I think it worked well last year. It's a thankless job. I don't know anybody who's done it that well in recent memory. So why not? It's still inexplicable to me why this show is more than 3 hours long, but maybe they'll figure out a way to speed it up. Remember last year they tried to put some categories in commercial breaks and that didn't go over well. So they're kind of stuck and I don't know how they're going to speed it up, but let's hope they do that somehow this way. But again, the story of this year's Oscars is going to be Oscars so white. Again, Oscars almost completely white except for one person.
We've been talking Oscar nominees with John Horn, host of the KPCC show, The Frame. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. The Oscars are on February 9th. Let's see what happens then.
And by the way, Cynthia Erivo is up for another Oscar for Harriet. She co-wrote this song, Stand Up, with Joshua Bryan Campbell and performs it as well.
I've been walking with my face turned to the sun. Weight on my shoulders, a bullet in my gun.